Pennsylvania, you're on the line. Sherry, how can we help?
I have a house that's 100 years old, and my children live in it during college, and we are finding that we have water that's coming into the basement area, and we've tried to regrade away from the house, and we redid our drains that are also, so the pipes are going away from the house.
Okay.
And we're still getting water that's showing up in the basement.
Did the regrading and the gutter work reduce the amount of water?
That it did do, yes. And it seems like we have some high ground, even though I don't call it really high, but there is somewhat of a hill from the back of the house.
Okay.
And in the backyard, when it rains hard, that'll kind of be very wet.
All right, well, what you might need to do here is if you have a lot of water that's running off into this area, simply regrading the first 4 feet is not going to be enough to get the water far enough away. What you might have to do is something called a curtain drain. And it's not that difficult to do, but essentially what it is, it's a trench that would be going across the bottom of the hill. And you would dig a trench maybe 12 inches wide and 12 inches deep or so. You'd put a couple of inches of gravel and then some PVC pipe that's perforated. And you would want to pitch that towards the low end so it could drain somewhere, and then cover the rest of the pipe with more gravel, put a little bit of filter cloth over that, and then soil, and you could plant grass. So once it's installed, it's invisible. What this type of thing will do is it'll take the water that runs down the hill, it'll fall into the curtain drain, it'll come up into the pipe, and then it'll run out the other end. I think this is a matter of managing the amount of water that's getting anywhere near that basement wall. And Sherry, if you can keep some of that hill water from running off and getting that close, I think that's going to be the last thing you'll need to do to straighten out that leak.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.